Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Happy Friday, less than a week away from Christmas. We're super excited about that. That's good news. AB picked out a story for you. What do we got, AB?
I have a dog story, if you can believe it.
Whoa. AB is not a dog person, people.
No.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yes.
I will share with you next what that story is.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
A dog in Arkansas took in a puppy that wasn't hers, but cared for him anyway.
Aww.
She already had 11 other puppies, so this made it a full dozen. And then this little puppy was the runt of his litter and just needed some extra care, so this mom just took him in.
Do you know what this story really is, though? That's why AB likes it. This is a dog foster mom.
Yeah, it is.
AB wants to be a foster mom. She wants to do fostering.
Yeah.
And that's what this dog mom did. This mama dog's like, you know what? I got 11 kids, but I can bring out another one. Mm-hmm. Bring out a little foster puppy.
11's nothing.
It should make you like dogs more.
Right.
Whatever.
Same.
It's a good news story. Just stop there, Hannah.
Yeah.
The polls are open.
Poll today on the Brett Megas Show. Let's get controversial for a second. You get a gift. Is it okay to re-gift that gift? 61% of people in a recent poll said re-gifting is okay, not rude.
See, I think it's too sketchy to re-gift. You don't want that coming back around, someone hearing about it. You would feel so bad that to me, it's not worth it to re-gift.
See, I'm all about re-gifting. In fact, I got one of the nicest re-gifts ever from a former show host here. It was a mini TV.
They didn't want the TVs?
They didn't want it. And we knew
you loved it?
We knew it was a re-gift because the person on the picture was playing college basketball. He had retired from the pros when I got the gift.
Oh my gosh, that had been sitting there forever.
Yes.
Then.
I don't think there's anything wrong with re-gifting, especially if you're not going to use it and then it's just sitting there.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the re-gift. Someone should use it.
Right.
But be strategic.
But it's just a sign that you didn't like it.
Well, that's why you have to be strategic so that they never find out.
It's sketchy, though. People always find out.
I don't care if someone didn't like my gift. Like, then give it to someone who does like it. And most likely you're going to give candles. I don't really get this whole gifting thing. Hannah actually sent me a gift that she wanted, guys. I never got a chance to tell you this.
That was an accident.
She sent me a link that she sent to someone else. And I wanted to be like, Hannah, just buy those shoes yourself. Who was buying the shoes for you?
Boyfriend Julian.
Oh. No. Well, he re-gifted it. He gave them to someone else.
That was so funny. I forgot.
I had to call her out for it.
The polls are open.
Brett, better keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Keep It Moving is where we look through all the trending stories. I take a look at the internet, what's trending, what are people talking about, read a headline, and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Some solid advice from TSA for people traveling over the holidays.
Ooh, let's hear it.
A lot of people going to see friends and family and from out of state or just around. If you're flying, don't wrap your gifts because then they can't really see it. They might have to unwrap it. So they say use gift bags or boxes. Remember, you need a real ID or passport. And you can actually DM at Ask TSA or text travel and ask any questions about any presents. Like, hey, can I bring this present? Like a common present that people think about all the time. Like, oh, that'd be cute. Like a snow globe. Can't do it on your carry-on. It's too much liquid. Little things like that. If you're like, oh, can I bring this on the plane for a gift?
I never would have thought of that.
You can just DM TSA, actually. Slide in the DMs of TSA. America voted. This is the best New Year's activity to do.
What is it?
Binge watch Netflix.
Yes, stay in. Yes.
They say almost 36% of people said binge watching TV and just enjoying some snacks is the best New Year's Eve activity.
That's why the Stranger Things finale comes out.
On that day, really? Mm-hmm. A man sets a record singing Christmas songs for how many hours straight?
Ooh, I'm into this. I love Christmas music.
42 hours.
Woo!
Wow.
Sang 684 songs total. Did it for 42 hours straight. He only did 38 songs, by the way. He just repeated them 18 times each. So
love
684
that.
Songs. Which Christmas song sings to the spirit of your zodiac sign?
Ooh, what is it? I'm a Libra.
You're Libra. So Happy Xmas, War is Over by John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
War is
you were
over.
On it, right?
Yeah.
Scorpio, River by Joni Mitchell. What's the River song? I don't even
what?
Know.
What? Oh, no. I know that song.
Really?
Yeah.
Sagittarius, because that's Kevin, right?
Yep.
Feliz Navidad.
Yay!
That fits you well, Kevin.
Yes, and then AB, you're Capricorn, right?
Yep.
Fairy Tale of New York.
Also fitting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know it.
I was going to say, yeah, sure. Okay.
Love New York.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Grace, how are you?
Good. How are you?
You ready to take on Hannah?
Yes.
Let's do this thing. Hannah, are you ready to take on Grace?
I'm very ready.
All right. What kind of drink you got there, Hannah?
Iced coffee.
Oh, nice. Take your iced coffee and get on out of here.
All right.
Hannah's leaving with an iced coffee. All right, Grace, let's. You versus Hannah, 5 pop culture questions each. We'll see who gets more right. I ask you guys the same questions. That's why we make Hannah leave the room, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, here we go. Who was announced to be performing the NFL's Christmas Day games, the Lions versus the Vikings?
Taylor Swift.
No, but legit guess. Anything when it comes to the NFL. Right. What network will air the Christmas Day games, since you seem to know a lot about those Christmas Day games?
Not really.
Just take a guess at any network.
ABC.
Okay. Netflix. It was announced the Oscars will be moving to what social media platform in 2029 that's really popular with...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Videos.
TikTok.
All right. Zooey Deschanel was the most recent guest on Kylie Kelce's podcast. What Christmas movie is she in?
You haven't phoned a friend yet.
Kevin.
She plays Jovi the Elf in Elf.
Look at that.
I don't even think I knew she had a name.
I didn't think she would know.
I've never heard her name.
She's not Jovi the Elf. She's Jovi.
I was going to say, she's not really an elf. Yeah.
Right, but she's
elfish.
Like,
did she turn out? I'm like,
but
I'm
she's
like,
in the elf costume.
Was there a twist? Like, she worked at the department store, and she was like, also a full-grown elf. Like, Buddy wasn't the only one of his kind.
Well, she's dressed in an elf costume is what I mean. Right, but Jovi, yes.
And then Blake Shelton said his wife had a very California reaction to some country living when she came and moved with him. Who is he married to?
Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani. All right. 2 out of 5. Hold on. We're going to bring Hannah back in to see how she does, okay?
All right.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right. We got Hannah walking back into the room. Grace just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. Hannah's going to answer the same questions. That's why we make her stand outside the room. It's not just because we want some peace and quiet, despite what you might think. Hannah, Grace, tell her how many you got.
I got 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. You know, I'm not going to judge because the questions might be impossible.
End of the year, and I think there's some tricky questions. Here we go, Hannah. Same questions. Got to get at least a 2 out of 5. Who was announced to be performing the NFL's Christmas Day game, the Lions versus the Vikings? You reported us.
Snoop Dogg.
That's right.
Jeez, yeah. Yes.
I wanted to say Jelly Roll because that was the conversation we had about it, is that we thought Jelly Roll would have been better.
Yeah. What network will air those Christmas Day games?
Netflix.
Yes, you said that with confidence. It was announced the Oscars will be moving to what social media
YouTube platform
in 2029? Zoe Deschanel was the most recent guest on Kylie Kelsey's podcast. She's actually doing a bunch of podcasts.
Yeah, she did Call Her Daddy, too.
What movie does she star in?
Elf.
Boom.
Yes. And then the character name?
Joy?
Close. Jovi.
Jovi. Okay.
Blake Shelton said his wife had a very California reaction to country living. Who's he married to?
Gwen Stefani.
5 for 5 wow. for Hannah.
Woo! Sweep.
End of the year slump at all for Hannah. That does it. Grace, you have to say this is Grace, and I got schooled by Hannah.
I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Take your shot. See if you can get it. This is the Brett Mega Show Megamind question of the day. More Americans had this for dinner in the past year than anything else. So the year comes to an end. What do you think we ate more of?
I'm going to go with the OG classic staple in America, easy dinner, spaghetti.
Spaghetti from Italy.
I do think
classic American.
I do think it's an Italian dish. I think it's pizza.
Man, you just think we got nothing for Americans?
We just copy everything.
Yeah. Right.
AB, what do you got?
Hey, well, I was thinking pizza or pasta.
Were you really?
Yes, I really, because those are so easy.
Yep.
You know, I'm trying to think of like easy things that even I could make.
Burger and fry, chicken nuggets.
That's hard. Yeah, burger. I mean,
burger is hard.
Yes. I guess I'll say a burger, but I wouldn't trust myself to make a burger.
Yeah, it's a terrible answer. It's wrong. Who gave you that answer? Actually, Kevin or Hannah got it.
Oh, of course. You were hating on our Italian.
Whatever
vibe.
Happened to letting me go first every once in a
fine.
While?
Next time we do the radio question of the day, you get first dibs.
Thank God.
You complain around here, and you're heard, and changes happen.
I start complaining all the time.
No one's ever complained around here and actually gotten something to work. But Hannah or Kevin got it right. Is the most popular thing that we ate for dinner this past year spaghetti or pizza? I'll tell you who got it right next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. More Americans had this for dinner than anything else this past year. I said someone on the show got it right. Hannah, your guess was?
I said spaghetti.
Kevin?
I said pizza.
Very Italian of us Americans. The person who got it. Okay, AB, you wanted one of those. Which one would you have chosen?
Pasta.
You would have been wrong. See? It would have been if you guessed first.
Pizza
was number one.
I keep my reins as choosing number one.
Yeah. Pizza was the number one answer. It's the thing that we had for dinner more than anything else this past year. A lot of people's last day of school today, so hopefully the kids are feeling that Christmas and holiday energy. Parents are ready to survive 2 weeks of them off. 60 minutes of commercial-free music helps here on the Brett Mega Show. In a moment here, we're going to do our own like Christmas gift exchange. We're going to do like a big old white elephant, which we'll open up the gifts live on the air. Should be a lot of fun. Could be interesting with some of the gifts shapes in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
But before we actually do that, there is something I wanted to do really quickly. And it's, I didn't get everyone exactly each individual gifts, but I did pull a Taylor Swift-ish and wrote everyone a handwritten thank you card.
What?
And I wanted to make sure I hand it to you guys live on the air. You guys don't have to open up and read them now. You can do whatever you want with them. But each of you guys, it's not
Brett.
As nice as Taylor Swift. You like did the wax stamp.
Wow.
I didn't do my own wax stamp. But I wanted to say on the air and write them handwritten, thank you for all of your guys' hard work, everything that you guys do for us, for me on the show, for all the hard work we've put in together as a team.
Hey.
We are like a big family, and I appreciate each and every one of you for all of the effort, everything you do. Every day we get up at times where most people are sleeping, we share things that most people want to keep private, and we do it for the people that listen to this show. Everyone's reading their thank you cards.
Yeah, we are.
But thank you, Hannah, man. Kevin, and AB for all of your work. I think people don't realize, Kevin says this all the time, and it's an interesting scene. I guess it's from Hamilton, I don't know. People don't realize how the sausage is made,
right,
and how much work really goes into hanging out with your friends and laughing every single day. And if it comes across like we're just doing it and it's easy, it is easy because we love what we do, but there's a lot of hard work to make something look easy.
Thank you, Brett. That's very kind of you. You know, I don't think we say thank you enough for leading the show and the heights you've taken us to as a team. I mean, you know, it's a lot of work. You do an amazing job. We love working for you. So thank you so much. And we love being a part of this team.
I shouldn't have read that card right now.
Why?
I'm gonna cry. That was so sweet, Brett. We all love you, and I mean, you're thankful for us. We're even more thankful for you.
Yeah, because the last time you pulled a surprise like this, I was like, "Oh my gosh, are they having another baby?"
Oh yeah, it was kind of like bully, but
it's a sonogram. And you gave us lottery tickets.
Yeah,
I gave you probably riches. It's a lottery ticket that you could scratch off and then make millions. I'm sure.
Okay,
we have that 10% rule.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so thank you guys. Thank you to people who listen to us every single day too. It means the world to us. We're gonna finish the show as like the number one show in St. Louis on ratings, but we're just number one because we share everything with you guys, and you share everything back. And that's what really matters in life, is those true connections, those true friendships, those true working relationships, the people that really care about each other. What we're going to do here on the Brett Mega Show is we're going to do our own White Elephant Christmas gift exchange. Now, how a White Elephant Christmas gift exchange works is we all bought presents, put them in the middle, and someone will pick. They can open up the present, and you can decide either to steal that present or take your chances and open up a new gift that's in the middle. You're allowed to steal the gift. What are we doing? One steal?
One steal, but you can't.
Yankee swap.
You can't open it until the very, very end.
No, you
can't. No, yes, you can.
You open it right away, because that's how you know if you want to steal it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how. The person opens it.
I thought you keep it wrapped so you don't know what it is until the very end, and then you open it, and then you could have been like, oh, I should have kept
it. See, everyone has different rules, but we're going to open it, and then you can decide if you want to steal it or take the chances. Or you want to gamble. Are you a gambler, Hannah?
I mean, this is the perfect game for me.
What of the gifts in the middle, what does it look like?
Can we say? It looks like a wiener.
Yeah, it does. That one's mine. And it looks awesome. If you like wieners. Okay, so the reason Hannah made fun of how it's wrapped. By the way, I got second place in our gift wrapping experience, so don't make fun of my wrapping. I beat both Hannah and AB at that. All right, I feel like we should go most senior member of the show.
Oh,
who's done the
Kev.
Yeah, has been on Y98 for 25 years. Kevin, you get to open up the first gift.
You know, I'm very tempted for that wiener.
He's laughing. What are you going for?
Let's go for the wiener.
Let's go for it.
Kevin, let's see. Kevin is opening up. My guess is the first one opened, guys. By the way, my wife made fun of my wrapping. She said, you rep.
It looks really bad.
No, she said the wrapping paper I picked out was like old people wrapping. I'm like,
yeah,
it says,
it is. Season's greetings.
She goes, who says season's greetings, Brett?
I honestly think I can use this because my son.
Wow, you think you know what it is? What do you think it is?
What I think it is? I think it's a plunger.
That's what I think it is.
There
too.
Was a lot of poop and pee jokes on the show this week from Hannah, from AB and Kevin. A plunger.
A plunger with what?
With gift cards. Holy cow! With a plethora of gift cards.
Oh!
Like, several and lottery tickets. So a $25 gift card
and millions.
And merry money. That's
Whoa,
a good gift.
Whoa, that's
millions.
Really
yes.
good.
You can't scratch. Now, that part you can't scratch off. You might know.
Well, yeah.
Because if you, because Kevin wins like $10,000, everyone's going to want to steal it.
Yeah.
So, but you won't know if you're going to get nothing.
So I can't do it yet. Okay,
you can't scratch it off.
That's a good gift.
So you can take your chances on the $10,000.
Very, very good.
Useful, too.
All right. Let's go. Kevin, you pick the next person then. Open.
Oh, well, we'll just go counterclockwise. AB.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to open Kevin's gift in the middle here.
It's all gold, square. So you didn't try to steal the you didn't want the plunger.
I didn't steal the plunger.
Yesterday,
I got
favorite
one of my
thing
own.
Was poop. It was a poop joke.
Snoop on a stoop.
Snoop! Oh! Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my gosh.
For a shizzle.
That's awesome.
Okay, Hannah, before you go, we have to wait a song.
Oh, oh! I was excited.
Will Hannah steal Snoop on a stoop, or will she pick next on the Brett Maga Show? Decisions, decisions await for Hannah. We're 60 minutes commercial free here on the Brett Maga Show. We're doing our own white elephant gift exchange here on the show. How it works is that we put our presents in the middle. You open up a present, and you can either choose to steal that present, like Kevin has got a plunger with some gift cards.
With a $25 gift card and the possibility of Mega Millions.
Mega Millions.
I have a lotto ticket.
AB has Snoop
on a stoop.
So Hannah has the choice. It's up to Hannah, which is one of her gifts are still in the middle. The gift that she brought or AB's gift. You could either open up your own gift, you could steal someone else's, or you could choose to open up AB's.
Man, I'm really torn here because...
You liked your gift that you bought.
I like my gift. I think I have a good gift. AB has had her gift locked from the beginning.
I have.
Or you could get a plunger.
Yeah.
Or
a Snoop Dogg.
Or a Snoop.
I think I'm going plunger.
Oh, really?
My gift got stolen, guys.
Yankee swap.
Yankee swap.
Hannah likes to gamble. I actually did put that gift card in there to entice Hannah because just the thought of Mega Millions is
getting
her.
When I see a scratcher, I start scratching.
Yeah. Look at the plunger getting stolen, guys.
Woo.
I also got a Visa gift card, and my wife, when I got home, she goes, "You bought a Visa gift card? Who buys that? Would you why don't you pick out an actual gift card?"
No, Visas are the best. I haven't had a Visa gift card since I was in middle school
before I had
a debit card. So this
that's a grandma's give out, right? I'm like, well, I'm old now.
The OG vanilla gift card.
That means, Kevin, you're back up.
I'm
you get to open
up
another present,
do I open
bro.
Open another gift, or do I?
Yeah. Or you could steal. You could steal Snoop.
I know. Snoop's enticing. but I'm going to go ahead and open. I'm going to open AB's gift.
Okay.
Ooh, the one that's been locked.
AB's gift that's gift wrapped by City St. Louis.
Yeah, nice wrapping.
You guys know my wrapping skills are not it.
All right. Let's see what's in the bag. Since we all got City St. Louis gear the other day. It is a mug. Oh, that's awesome!
What is
he loves it. What is it?
It is the Best of the Brett Mega Show mug.
Oh, that's so
that
cute!
Is awesome!
With a bunch of embarrassing pictures of us. Oh my gosh!
Everything with us all wearing sunglasses to pictures of Hannah on a bed.
Do you love it?
What?
To the blistered AB thing.
Is it only
that
fan
is the weirdest way to describe that photo.
Hannah on a bed. The OnlyFans version of Hannah.
What the hell? It's when we were at morning show boot camp and Hannah and I ordered Domino's pizza at 3 a.m. and she passed out next to the box
Hannah
of pizza.
Of
my favorite picture is me in the back of a U-Haul next to a tree after I almost died.
That's such
trying
a good
to decorate
gift.
A tree.
Kevin, do you love it?
I love this. That's a great
Let
gift.
Me see it.
Oh,
Let me take a look.
You're going to steal it, aren't you?
This is so cute because it's mine. Now I stole it! Stolen!
Oh,
wow. Cannot wait to drink coffee. This is my new show mug. Hell
yeah. That's a cool mug. That's a neat one.
Great gift.
Oh, wait, do I get the last gift?
Kevin.
The opener.
All right, here
Hannah's
we go.
Hannah's is heavy. Yeah.
Wow. This is the gift that Hannah brought in from everybody. Wrapped it. Who wrapped that for you? Because that
my sister Katie. I didn't.
Knowing Hannah, it's 2 5-pound dumbbells.
No, this is AB, you're going to look at this.
Oh, no.
You could have stolen it.
I know. It's too late.
Yeah. Kevin opened up all the gifts this year.
Hey, another lotto ticket.
That's funny, Hannah.
And a 12-pack of ramen noodle chicken flavor.
Kevin's kid's got a nice gift.
Woo-hoo. That could have fed me for weeks.
That would have, AB, that could have possibly paid your rent fed you.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it's time for a Yankee swap.
Oh, you're going to try to swap? You're going to try to make a deal?
I'm taking Snoop back!
Oh, can I get the ramen?
You get the ramen. It's only appropriate.
Okay.
Aww.
I think Kevin really just said,
Everyone's
I don't
just
want
swapping.
That.
Yeah.
Kevin really made up his own rules. Like, yo, I'm swapping. Yeah. I'd rather have Snoop than anything.
Kevin can probably cash in a Missouri lottery ticket.
Exactly, yes. And we have an elf on the shelf.
But now
so now we have a Snoop on the stoop.
That's your own gift you bought.
Does everyone love their gifts?
I love my gift.
Wow. Love it. Well, Merry Christmas to everyone here on the Brett Maga Show.
Yeah. It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Taylor Swift wanted to give her Swifties a little early Christmas gift by releasing the rest of the episodes of The End of an Era early. So this docuseries, like the last two episodes, were supposed to be released on December 26th, but now they're pushed forward and they will be fully available on Disney Plus on December 23rd. Swifties, get out your tinfoil hats and start speculating why she would move.
Why
up.
Would she do that?
Right.
She's usually not a person who changes her schedule, so that's really, really interesting to me as to why she would push it forward three more days.
My God, honestly, this does feel like a weird guess because Taylor is so calculated, but I do feel like it's gotten a great response. I think during the holidays, people have more downtime to watch things like that.
Yep.
And I think that she's probably like, I'll release it early so when people get together, they'll talk about it and enjoy it. And I honestly think it might be one of those things where it was spontaneous. One of those rare situations.
See, I feel like when they plan this out in the first place, Taylor's way too smart to thinking away from that. So I have different conspiracy theories.
I think she's a Stranger Things fan and doesn't want the conflict.
True.
Taylor's afraid to compete against nobody, but Stranger Things.
Yeah, same audience here. That's what shakes her. But she hasn't just been busy with those schedule changes or whatever. She's also been busy doing like extremely fiance duties, like going to Travis's high school reunion. He had like a little football alumni get together Taylor actually went to that with him in Kansas City. So I thought that was awesome and like such a little fiance thing to do is go with your, you know, partner to his little alumni thing.
That would be cool.
I always think of myself, who goes to high school reunions nowadays? Like, is that a thing? But what the ultimate flex? Like, you show up at your high school reunion, like, yo, like, what did you guys do this past 20 years?
Right.
Like, oh, you still got your Letterman's jacket? I got Taylor Swift.
I got
my
Super Bowl rings popping off my hand.
Yeah. You're Travis Kelce. That wasn't good enough. But here's Taylor.
Damn, bro. Like, what a flex.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
All right, so what I have done secretly behind everyone's backs is I have actually copied down notes that mainly people have said off air. Sometimes they are said them on air. And we're going to guess whose quote this is from, okay? So I'll read the quote. You tell me who said it, okay? The first question I'm going to ask God when I die is if you were shot. Who said that?
AB. Yeah, I could see it being me.
It was AB. Yeah.
Everyone's on the board. Everyone got that correct.
Because Brett did not get shot. Out of all the Christian things you would ask the Lord, you would choose to ask.
I need to know if Brett's a liar.
I've been shot. Yep. I got shot at my uncle's farm and I survived. I have 50 cent, people. I want to see Hannah strip.
That could be anybody.
Yeah, that really could be.
Wow. No, maybe not everyone wants to see you strip,
I
Hannah.
See Hannah strip. AB?
I think that was Brett.
I think it's Brett.
What?
It was me.
Why?
I don't know. I don't remember why.
It was a Tuesday.
I probably thought.
It was a Tuesday. That's all I remember.
That's all I can think about. Is he in a strip?
That's why there's a picture of Hannah on a bed on that mug.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's just great. Merry Christmas, everybody. Yeah.
All right. Well, it gets worse. I just want to bite into that big, muscular arm like a chicken wing.
That's Hannah for
that
sure.
That was Hannah.
That has to be
It was Hannah. Yeah. I forgot which guy we were talking about, but she goes, man, I just want to bite into that man's arm like a big chicken wing. Oh, my God.
This is one of my proudest moments.
Okay, so far we're doing really good here. I've been telling everyone around the office I just want to have sex with them. A direct quote from somebody here on the show.
That was me.
Explain yourself. Do you know why?
It was actually you.
I do know the context of this. I can explain so HR doesn't fire him. Do you know why?
Do I know why?
Yes.
Is it your emoji?
Yes.
Yes.
He's been sending people the wrong emoji.
That was it.
And it's a flirtatious one. He goes, apparently I've been telling everyone around the office I want to have sex with them.
Right.
Kevin.
Specifically our weather guy. Yeah. Kissy face emoji.
And I'm still a little disappointed I've had no takers.
Oh my God, off hinges. Okay. How about this one? Speaking of the plunger, I seriously clog the toilet every month.
That has to be Kevin.
I think it's me.
No, I
do you clog your toilet every month?
I use a lot of toilet paper.
I think it's AB.
It is AB.
Yeah.
You just learned something gross about AB.
My toilet never works.
That's disgusting. Okay, last one. It's the most inappropriate one.
Oh, gosh.
I've done waxing strips on my friend's vagina before.
Hannah?
Me?
Have you done that before? You should know if you've done it before. It's not like something you forget.
Well, there's more context
yeah,
to
there's
it, but
gotta,
yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be Hannah.
It was Hannah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to give more context?
No.
Is there an emoji for that one?
I know.
Was
I feel
it
like
traumatizing?
I feel like it's worse if you don't.
Waxing is always traumatizing, okay? It was a monumental moment in our lives. Never forget. It wasn't me. I don't know who she's talking about.
Never forget.
We want to say Merry Christmas to you. We feel like you're part of our family. So thank you so much for waking up every single day, sharing memories and moments with us all year round. We cannot wait to make more memories with you in 2026. So we're going to do a little Gen Z twist on the classic Christmas movies, because some of the classics, now that they were created in the Gen Z modern world with some Gen Z lingo, they would not have the same title. So what I've done is taken a classic Christmas movie and gave it a Gen Z title. Give you a couple of them, and you guys can work together as a team to see if you can figure out what classic Christmas movie this has been twisted into Gen Z style, okay? Left on Reed, IRL, Solo Dolo, Holiday Edition, and May Character in the House.
Home Alone. Oh, those were all for one movie?
Well, yeah, it was all for one movie.
My brain just exploded when you were reading those.
My brain exploded.
Your brain stays exploding.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Okay. These are three different versions, Gen Z style, of a classic Christmas movie. Hard Launch Season, Soft versus Situationship, Holiday Edition, or Everyone's in Their Feelings.
Holiday?
No, but that's a good guess. Mm. This is a tougher one because I don't know if Hannah and AB would be big into this. It's a classic love story, Kev.
Oh, is it?
Hard Launch Season and Situationships.
Is it Love Actually?
Love Actually.
Yeah,
there
I
you
love
go.
That
yeah.
movie.
Yep. Situationship, for sure. Gen Z version of this classic Christmas movie, Low Key, The Best Timeline, Be So FR for a Second, Life Slaps. Or,
Life Slaps.
Yep. Or POV, You Realize You Matter, Bro. Bruh. POV, You Realize You Matter.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed no. Reindeer.
Be So For Real for a Second. Life Slaps. Life Slaps.
Life Slaps?
It's giving
Die
life.
Die Hard?
No.
Oh, I like that.
Low Key, The Best Life.
The Life is Good.
It's a Wonderful Life,
oh,
guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who's seen that?
They show it every Christmas Eve.
It might be the most classic Christmas movie
yeah.
we've seen that.
I love that. Life Slaps.
Yeah. All right, how about this one? Certified Hatred Era, Stealing Christmas for the Plot.
The Grinch!
He's not toxic, he's just tired.
Yeah. The Grinch.
The Grinch. Yeah, yeah. And I'll give you last one. Vibes, Dysfunctional but Merry, They're Unhinged Era.
Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are the Gen Z version of your classic Christmas movies.
Wow, guys, it was fun playing with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.